Hello and welcome to Dateline New Haven.
Now, so Bitsy, all of us have been around New Haven, have always appreciated the work you've done. You, as you mentioned, you were someone who did the Girl Scouts. You ran the Arts Council for how many years?
20 years.
Mm-hmm. And you were so much fun.
Yeah.
You made so many good things happen, including building up that whole Audubon district.
Yeah.
But I would say equally important, just have fun events all the time that drew in everyone from the city.
Yeah.
And getting everyone together to care about the arts.
Right.
And then
we all
thought, okay, and then you were an older woman.
Then I was an older woman, right.
And somehow managed never to be nasty.
Pardon?
And we managed never to be nasty. You know, in local politics, I remember someone ran again. Because remember, when you're in politics, if anyone ever runs against you, you think that people tend to think that makes the opponent the most evil person who ever lived.
Yeah.
I remember you had an opponent who's now a state senator, but at the time didn't have much of a chance.
Yeah.
And you thought it was great he was running against you because you thought people should run for office. You welcomed him. We did a nice debate.
I mean,
he really brought that civic communal spirit.
And then I remember one time we were doing a debate and there was a young man, a young teacher that was running against me. And
you were running
the debate and you asked him, now, what do you think that, if you defeat Bitsy Clark, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to ask Bitsy Clark for advice.
And then, Bitsy, your latest act was running Home Haven since 2010.
Yeah.
And Home Haven's part of a national movement.
Yes.
And that's to help seniors maintain independence and stay in their homes as long as they can. And we're living longer. People are able to do it longer as long as they get a little bit of help.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so great about Home Haven, as I understand it, is that you stay in your home, but it's an organization that isn't really in walls. It's bringing everyone together with information, organizing fun events, but also where do you get a plumber to fix something if you need rides places because you can't drive around. Mm-hmm. And you form a community that helps each other out.
Most important, one of the major ways that people, you know, people have to stay active and involved and feeling useful.
Yeah.
And this organization gives... The majority of people in it are people who want to help to make the organization run, be on the activities committee, but also be drivers for other people that can't get to the doctor's offices because they can't drive anymore. So,
but some of your members can drive.
Most of the members can drive. Most, I mean, the people are between 55 and 95 or 96 or 97, and the majority are in their 70s and 80s. And we would like to have a few more people in their 70s because we consider them mere children because most of them can move tables around, get picnics ready, you know, drive other people to things. And so the majority of people are helping to make the organization operate. And we're taking care of a actually growing number because people are getting older in the organization, but we're constantly bringing in new people who are there to help make it work.
And is it around 200 people now?
We have about 250.
Wow, and is that mostly East Rock and Hamden, or what is
it? No, we have a large number of people in Amity, which is Woodbridge, Orange, and Bethany. We have a number of people in Westville, people in East Rock, people in downtown. We have six villages, and then in Hamden and North Haven.
Are those separate villages within?
They're called six villages. They're sort of service units. They're bringing, you know, the organization closer into that community. So, for instance, we might run a bunch, Home Haven might run a bunch of lectures and things, but then maybe people in Hamden have got together and say, let's do an exercise class, let's do Tai Chi for us, or North Haven likes to go to lunches at restaurants. East Rock becomes very, very active in they're in the process of trying to develop a widows group that can help the people who have become recently widows or widowers. So all of the villages have their own leaders and a lot of things that they do, but then most of the things that we're doing are things that Home Haven is organizing for everybody.
So it doesn't take a village, it takes six villages.
That's right.
Right.
Yes, yes.
This is such an inspiring thing, this whole trend, because people in their 70s and 80s are really living a different kind of life from the way they used to. I remember growing up, do you remember this, Laura? You kind of thought people in their 50s and 60s were quite old, and you kind of expected you stopped doing stuff in the 60s, you know?
I kind of thought
just
that.
The early bird special, that was basically it, you know?
Yeah.
But you do a lot.
That is not the Home Haven members. No, they're so active.
So, Bitsy, now you've done this for 7 years. You've done this for 7 years.
No, six.
Six.
Six. Six and a half.
I thought it was 2010.
Six and a half years.
Okay.
March 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, March 2011.
Yeah, that's when I started.
And so what is the number one? You're talking about a little, you touched on this a few moments ago. What is the number one lesson you've learned in this job?
Well, one of the things that I said in the recent newsletter was that most of the time, most of the country is not really prepared for the baby boomer generation. And so there's still an attitude towards elders that should be warehoused, that they're not useful, that they're not people that are attractive and fun to be with. And one mm-hmm. of the things I said in the newsletter was that I ran for office when I was in my early 70s. Mm-hmm. And so actually I was an elder, but I spent just as much time as all the rest of the aldermen closing all of the senior centers in New Haven.
Oh my gosh.
While I was there, we voted to close lots of the senior centers. They started with ones in almost every neighborhood. By the time I left, there was only three of them left.
Atwater, East Rock, and Dixwell, New Haven.
And Atwater, and Dixwell, and East Shore. That's right. And then when I, so, I mean, obviously, I was like the rest of Americans, sort of thinking, this isn't going to be so bad. When I came to Home Haven, first of all, I couldn't believe it. The people were enormously interesting, enormously engaged, very many of them doing all sorts of activities like working with IRIS and doing things that you take driving a lot of the refugees around and that kind of thing, besides also putting together this organization. And I really began to realize, you know, this is really unbelievable that the rest of the country is really sort of thinking, well, once people get to that age, they'll just sort of go away, or they won't be that useful. And I realized that's just crazy. So so that helped me to understand that this was a very important organization, because if you didn't have it, you might easily be sitting at home, because your friends tend to move away, your friends tend to die, people start to run out of people to go to the movies with, and then. But if they belong to Home Haven, there's a whole raft of new friends. And I did not understand or realize how wonderful and easy it is to make new friends when you're older.
And why is that? Mm. How is that different from making friends when you're younger?
Well, I think when you think about it, when you're first, you know, going out into the community, when you're married or you're living with other people and roommates and things, you know, you're invited to dinner parties all the time.
Mm.
And you're always going and meeting people. And saying, oh, and you go home and you say to your husband or wife, you know, oh, weren't they fun? Let's invite them for dinner. So you're constantly interested, and you're very, very interested in finding as many new people as you can. Whereas that sort of stops, mostly because people don't feel like making fancy dinners.
Yeah.
And if they do make fancy dinners, they go to the, like, supermarket, or they go someplace else to buy ready-made food, like Chestnut Foods. They'll go down to Chestnut Foods and order a whole dinner.
I'll bet it's still a great dinner at your house, no matter where the food's coming from.
Well, one of the things that we discovered is that when we have potluck dinners, we have a couple of potluck dinners a year. Big, big, big one in the summertime and a picnic. And I discovered that there was fabulous food coming in from everybody. And I realized probably none of these people have made dishes like this since when they were first married and entertaining, you know, new friends. And they'd all gotten joy of cooking and, you know, mastering the art of French cooking for wedding presents, and they were putting on the best. But, you know, if you go to visit most people our age, we're not cooking anything. But when it's time to bring it to a potluck dinner,
Then they bring it on.
Then you go back to your old recipe, right?
And you're listening to Dateline New Haven. We're talking about Home Haven, a great organization in New Haven, for people 55 to 97, that keeps them connected and active and in their own homes. And it's a moment of transition. Bitsy Clark is with us, has been running the organization for 6.5 years and doing a great job. And Lori Lowell is also here, is assuming the reins, and she's going to do a great job too. So Bitsy, tell me about the best day that you had running Home Haven, the day where you said, boy, this is what makes it worth it.
Well, I guess the best day that I've ever had running Home Haven was the day that I was telling you about how 20 of these seniors We're going to New York to see Hamilton.
And you scored tickets. How'd you do that, Betsy?
We looked it up when it first started. I read about it, thought this is great. And we called a discount ticket place in New York City. And this was 2 weeks after it opened. And I said, we wondered if we could get discount.
You were early on realizing.
About it from Bill Brantley in the Times.
Yeah,
I said, oh, this is a play we got to go to. And we go to New York a lot. We go on the train to New York. When I say we, the organization has a lot of group trips to New York. So when I said to this woman, we'd like to get discount tickets for Hamilton. When can we get them for? She said next September. This was in October.
Wow.
And I said, oh, okay. Give her a name and phone number. 2 weeks later, she called me back and said, somebody has just turned in 20 tickets for 20. March 9th.
And how many people
20
did you
people.
Have that you
got
needed?
20 people.
You needed only
20? Well, I had to put out a whole lot of money, and I was afraid to do that. My president, Louis Audet, said, we had to send like $3,500 or something. And I thought, you know, this age, how do we know where people are going to be 6 or 8 months from now? But every single one of them that signed up were there, and we had a waiting list. So
you took them all to Hamilton. You went on the train.
Yes.
And you had a great time.
Yep, had a wonderful time. But also, other wonderful days have been, particularly one of the great things we do is we do an event called Mud Follies.
Mud Follies.
Which is an imitation of something to do in Brattleboro, where people have been stuck in the snow all winter and not knowing what to do and are busy sort of practicing their songs that they can play or things they play in the piano or little skits. And then in March, they put on a great big amateur show for everybody in Brattleboro, and they're called the Mud Follies. Mm-hmm. So this was introduced to us by Louis Audet, who's one of our major members. And we've been putting one on every single year in March.
Okay, so it's a big show you put on where people practice their shticks.
Yes, people put on skits. They do poetry. They do classical music. They do dirty songs. They do, you know, all kinds of things.
Where do you hold this?
We used to hold it at the Lyric Theater, but we outgrew it out in Westville.
Really?
Because it can only seat 60. And now we have 80 to 100 people that come, and so we held it up at the Cultural Commons in Whitneyville.
Oh, that's a great new place.
Yeah. Great venue.
Yeah, have you been there, Lori?
Yes, many times.
What do you see there? And that's off Putnam Street, right? Whitney and Putnam.
Yeah, it was associated with the Whitneyville Congregational Church, but it is now the entire venue is owned by a nonprofit, and their purpose is to make a place where different community organizations can come together. They have a co-working thing going on there for people who are working by themselves but don't want to be isolated, so they all come and work together with their laptops. Mm-hmm. It's very popular with the young people.
And you got a good coffee shop nearby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. And they have all kinds of events, outdoor events, indoor events.
We're having our annual meeting there at the end of October.
That's right.
It seems like lots going on in that part of Hamden. Like, it seems it's becoming its own New Haven, but with its own identity. Would you say that's fair?
It's a great neighborhood. I actually live there now. I love it.
Spring Glen, all right.
It's Whitneyville.
Oh, Whitneyville.
Yeah, okay. Whitneyville.
So, Betsy, can you tell me something that didn't work that's going to give you some advice to give Lori Lowell when she takes over Home Haven? Something that you thought, oh, this will be a great idea, Home Haven, or something didn't work out quite that way, or
I feel that the biggest challenge we have is recruiting members. And this is the case all across the country. I have a theory about it, and it may be wrong, but my husband and I were like 10 years older than the baby boomers. But we were always sort of wanting to be hang around with young people. So we were very well aware of the fact that the baby boomers, who were hippies, had a slogan which was "Don't trust anybody over 30."
Right.
Of course, we were over 30. We were trying very hard to look like we weren't.
Now, don't trust anyone under 60.
Wait a minute, Paul. You're not 60.
Oh, I'm close. Well, don't trust me. I'm a reporter anyway.
Here we have an organization that is full of these people who were basically hippies. And so they're forever young. So when they, and because of attitudes in the community that, and in all of America that we're trying hard to combat, there's an attitude that if you get to be older, there's not, you're not as good. And so consequently, what we have oodles of potential people that we know and love and that actually give us money and all kinds of things like that. They're great contributors to us, come to all of our events and that sort of thing. These are all people who say, well, I just love Home Haven, but I'm not yet ready. Well, actually, everybody's ready. I mean, they should be everybody's ready, but their attitude is, gosh, if I sign up, maybe my neighbor will think that I'm old.
Or, so you think the challenge is to connect with the baby boomers and convince a generation that used to say, don't trust anyone over 30, that they're in fact, they're seniors and that's okay and it's great. And they can continue their idea of the positive aspect of communal work and play in their golden years.
This is the challenge with this generation, I believe. Maybe it will not be the case. I hope it'll not be the case as this generation moves on.
And you're hearing
because hopefully we'll be successful in making being an elder something everybody wants to be.
Ooh.
Instead of what they're afraid to be.
Ooh.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah. So make an elder something everybody wants to be.
Right.
Instead of something everybody's afraid to be. And we're talking about that on Dateline New Haven, WNHH Radio, your home for community radio at 103.5 FM. We're talking to Bitsy Clark, who's done a great job with Home Haven, the organization that keeps seniors in their home and part of a community. And Lori Lowell, who's assuming the reins. Now, Lori, you're a member of that baby boomer generation.
I certainly am.
And so how do you feel about this challenge Bitsy just giving you? How are you going to take that up?
I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited. I'm thrilled to be coming on board. And I'm certainly looking around at my peers who are baby boomers and thinking, what do they need? You know, what is it that they're going to be looking for and needing and wanting as they get older and possibly retire, as their children, as they become empty nesters and their children are off doing their own thing and having their own lives. So I think there's actually a huge pool of potential members for us to reach out to. And I'm very excited about it.
So is Bitsy, do you agree with Bitsy about the mindset of our generation that we don't want to be seen as old? I want to die before I get old, as the WHO said. And that we'd rather not join an organization like this because that'll kind of confirm it in our eyes and other people's eyes, and not appreciating how this can be a continuation of that attitude of life we've had.
I think I'm going to weigh in on that and say, not that I disagree, but that I truly hope that that's not so. I think the idea of not wanting to grow older and dying first is not something that anybody wants to do. If you really stop and think about it, it is not a direction any of us want to go to, you know, go into. It's not the direction we want to be. But my thinking about it, I would like to introduce the concept of wellness to our Home Haven community.
And that's a big baby boomer word.
Wellness is huge.
That's right.
Wellness is huge.
It used to be, you know, peace, love, and drugs. Now it's wellness.
And right. And now it's wellness. It's like, yes, you hear it everywhere. But, you know, it's more than a catchword. Wellness is really about a way of living so that you enhance your capacities, you adapt to your incapacities, because all of us as we age are going to have some changes. As Betsy mentioned this, we all need to be aware that things are going to change, our abilities are going to be reduced in some manner that we cannot anticipate. And so wellness is about learning to be adaptable, learning to be even more creative than we've ever been, because we need to be creative to adjust to the things coming up that we can't foresee. And I also think that it's an opportunity for people to get even more connected and involved in their community. And, you know,
this all sounds like the 60s to me.
Well, I'm a child of that time. You know, I was born in the 50s, but I came of age in the 60s. And there's one more thing I'd like to add, which is that, and I think this may have something to do with why I was hired for the position at Home Haven. I believe very strongly, based on my community relations experience, I had 10 years in a community relations job in a large nonprofit in Greater New Haven. I believe that we are all interdependent upon each other. We, as I told the search committee, we do not live in silos. We are not individual people who can function on our own and take care of all of our needs. That's just not the way the world works. And I truly believe that people need opportunities to connect, to contribute, to be part of community. And I think one of the most beautiful things that BITSY has already taught me is that people are looking for ways to contribute. They're looking for ways to be useful, to be helpful, to reach out, to do something that has meaning. And even if people don't realize that that's what they need to do, mm-hmm. turns out, if you dig a little deeper, that is what people are looking for in their lives. And I think what Home Haven can do is offer many opportunities to be mm-hmm. of service, and also opportunities to get the help that we need, mm-hmm. to get the help that they need in their homes.
Lori Lowell, so tell us a little more about that. You talked about 10 years of community relations. That was Jewish Community Relations Council, correct, where you worked with all parts of the community.
Correct.
Let's bring us back, dial back a little further.
Okay.
So what have you done mostly in your career?
Well, let's see. I, child of the 60s that I am, I will say that I came out of law school at the age of 23 and immediately went to work for a tiny nonprofit peace publication.
What was it called?
It was called Workshop in Nonviolence, or WIN, W-I-N. It was published by the War Resisters League, mm-hmm. W-R-L.
David McReynolds.
David McReynolds. He was a dear friend, and that was out of Brooklyn, New York, back in the 70s. And from there, I did what I've always done in my life, which is I worked there. I had a terrific few years there, and then I made a bit of a turn in my life and became very involved in healing and in inner growth, personal change. And I began to study to be a psychotherapist, and I went to social work school when I was 30 years old. And I had a 10-year career as a psychiatric social worker, or what we would call a clinical social worker, mm-hmm. with a private practice in Manhattan and in Brooklyn. And then I moved to Greater New Haven with my young family in 1994. And was an at-home mom with my two sons until I was hired by the Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven to run their community relations department, which is also known as the Jewish Community Relations Council. And I did that job for 10 years. And I learned a huge amount on that job. And I used everything I knew. It was an interesting, tough position. And I used every skill, every ability, social work, law. I come from a very politically active family. I use the things I learned at the dinner table, mm-hmm. at the elbow of my father, who was a human rights activist, and my mother, who is an ethical humanist and social worker. And I leaned on the learning that I got as a young person.
When you look, and we all deal with this in our lives after we get to be a certain age, have you looked at either in your family or your friend's family the challenges and opportunities in dealing with even older folks, you know, our parents' generations? And what can you think of any of that you're going to bring to this job at Home Haven?
Well, Paul, I have been very fortunate because in the years since I left the Jewish Federation, I have been able to work with some wonderful older people in helping them develop systems in their homes to adapt to the changes in their capacities. And there's a name for that work. It's called geriatric care. Excuse me for a moment.
So you were a geriatric care worker? Mm-hmm. Is that what we'd call it?
I was a geriatric care manager with a number of people in their private homes, a number of people at Whitney Center, where I know many people who live there. So it was just a natural place for me to work and develop a practice. And that's what I was doing actively when Home Haven kind of actually found me. I found Home Haven, and next thing I knew, I was actively involved in trying to get the job and very involved in the search process and very enthusiastic about bringing my skills to this organization.
So now have you started?
Yes. Today is my second day.
Whoa, mazel tov.
Thank you.
And so, BITSY, you've retired. Well, you're never going to retire, BITSY.
I retired on Friday, and I was telling Lori that when I got up on Monday morning, I felt strangely light as a feather. I said, oh, I know. I'm not worrying about the job.
Well, BITSY, how old are you now?
I'm 85, but I'm going to be 86 on the 30th of October.
Wow.
Wonderful.
In 1 month.
Wonderful.
And boy, are you going strong. You're going great.
Oh, yes.
Well, so Bitsy, what are you going to do now? You said you might move to Whitney Center.
Well, I am going to move to Whitney Center. I've got to sell my house, and then I'm moving to Whitney Center sometime in this month, and I'm sort of getting organized. In the next 3 or 4 months, I'm getting organized, but then I'm sort of really interested in, you know, what kinds of things there is to do at Whitney Center to help them do their job. I'm also interested in the town of Hamden. Mm-hmm. My friend Mimsy Coleman has been the head of the
Arts Council there, and she worked for you at the New Haven Arts Council.
And I thought I would. She worked for me at the Arts Council in New Haven, and I thought I'd spend some time with Mimsy and find out what the Arts Commission is all about in Hamden, and you know, just begin to try to get involved with that town. Which would be
there's
fun.
There's no keeping Bitsy Clark idle. It's just about where
absolutely.
It's going to be.
One of the great experiences I had in my life was I was asked to go downtown by Lauren D'Alessandro when the mayor was putting on the second 4th of July Harbor Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got down there, he said, well, last year, this is Mayor DiStefano, who is I love, one of my dear, dear friends, but he did say something hysterical. He says, last year, they gave me this little boat for the Harbor Fest, but this year, they've given me this great big gunboat, and I'm going to tell them to turn that boat around and turn those guns right on Hamden.
Well, you're still in
New
Haven.
He was mad at the city at the time.
You're still in Audubon Court, right?
Yes.
Was that the fight over the Water Pollution Control Authority?
I have no idea what it was.
Who can keep track of John's fights?
Yeah, well, yes, but I don't know what the fight was, but he was mad at Lillian Clayman, and so that's what he said. And
well,
I thought, ooh.
Well, Bitsy Clark
exactly right.
And Lori Lowell, it's such a treat to have you here.
Thank you,
Bitsy,
Paul.
Job well done yet again.
Yes,
and
thank
Lori
you.
Lowell, best of luck and a great you. Organization. We know
thank
you're going to
you.
Hit it out of the park.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us on Dateline New Haven on WNH Radio. And a special thanks to Yale New Haven Hospital for providing support for today's program. We're going to take it out with the Afro-Semitic Experience performing I Wish I Knew How It'd Feel to Be Free from the group CD A Plea for Peace. Now we know what it's like to be free. We just got to remember to book our flight. Book your flight with us all day and all night long here at WNHH, New Haven's home for community radio.